So, Professor Mezenev, please, please tell us about your years in Strasbourg.
Let us start from the beginning. I was a student in Paris. Of course, I didn't know how to find a job. And I happened to learn that Professor Meyer was a pretty good researcher. I thought it might be nice to go and see him. And so I went to Strasbourg, and I asked him if it was possible to work with him. And so, well, he said, where are you coming from, and so on. So I told him. And then I asked him, what kind of area are you working on? And he told me, well, je travaille un petit peu sur les martingales. Means I'm working a little bit on martingales. And so I was very happy, since I even knew the word. And I thought I might be very good. And so that's how I thought it might be nice to go to Strasbourg. He invited me to attend this famous seminar that had started a couple of years ago. And so I went for a year, which means I went 3 times to Strasbourg, and it was very nice. Each time we went to some Weinstube, which means places where you can drink nice white wine from Alsace. So I thought it was really nice to go there, and I applied for the position, and that's where I stayed for 6 years later. And so that's how it started. Well, of course, at the beginning there were only very few people in this seminar. The very first were probably Catherine d'Orléans and and Veil and Delachery came later, myself and Aswad a year later. And so the group increased like that quite nicely. And we had people like Bretagnol and Dacna Castel. And all these people pretend to be, I guess, member of this group of people known as the Strasbourgeoisie, although they most come from Paris, of course.
What years was this?
Oh, well, myself, I was appointed in 68, which was, by the way, very interesting to live in Strasbourg as well, because of other reasons.
During this revolution?
Yes, besides mathematics, because of this revolution, sort of revolution that we had. Of course, nowadays, Strasbourg has spread out everywhere through France, since most students of Meyer are in different places.
And these lecture notes, they have been started approximately the same time or earlier?
Well, they probably started when Delachery and all these people like d'Orléans arrived. That was, I would say, in the 66, in 66. Well, the atmosphere of the seminar was very special. Of course, Meyer was like the father of this small family. And it was really interesting. And all along the seminar, small notes would circulate between people. And it was quite usual to make a lot of jokes. Of course, I cannot tell them in English, because the flavor is really French.
You can tell in French.
For instance, Veil was one of the most active person in this area.
Who?
Veil. Michel Veil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For instance, if Bretagnol would go too fast, he would write Bretagnol Iva Fort, and he would say this through what we call a rebus in French, which means he designed, you know.
Yes, I know. Rebus
like an olive.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then other things, and mm-hmm. You have to guess what it means. Mm-hmm. And things of this sort, or I don't remember. They were very funny stories. Also, when Neveu came to Strasbourg and gave a lecture, happened to talk to him, and since I probably am half as high as he is, they said something like, do you know what happens when a demi-assistant speaks to a double maître de conférence? Double maître de conférence. But that was the only time I saw Neveu in Strasbourg. He wasn't too
involved.
Involved, yes. It is funny. Of course, Strasbourgeoisie extended quite a bit. You had a lot of people like Azima, especially Azima. Although they wouldn't go very often to Strasbourg, they pretended that they read, or they sort of live, mathematically speaking, mainly on the seminar, and therefore they obviously were Strasbourgeois.
Mm-hmm. What about Marc Yor? He has nothing.
Marc Yor, of course, is as Strasbourgeois as you could, as much as you could, as possible. Mm-hmm. But this is only, he's so young that it's only like his last 3 years or 4 years.
But he never lived in...
No, he never lived in Strasbourg, that's the thing. But obviously he always goes to every seminar. But once more, for these last years, the seminar doesn't take place in Strasbourg anymore, so it has not exactly the same Strasbourgeois connotation.
Mm-hmm. But probably a difference with other groups like this, say, in Moscow, was that in Moscow this... people were first undergraduate students in Moscow, then graduate students in Moscow, and so this group formed starting from quite an early age. And in Strasbourg group, probably people joined it later, not as students, but as young teachers or...
Yes. Of course, they were students as far as research goes, but they were all either assistant, which means they were teaching, or involved in the CNRS.
But what age was this usually? Just after college years, or?
I might say it depends. For instance, Delachery went immediately after L'École Normale. Maybe even he got an additional year at L'École Normale and spent this year in Strasbourg. Whereas they might have started quite later.
But
would depend.
Yes, but approximate age of people at the beginning when they come.
It's hard to tell. It might be from 22 to 28, but maybe let's say 22. Mm-hmm. Myself, I was probably older than that, since I had spent some time in several fields, like... traffic theory and so on in Paris.
But still, these people were in their 20s, say.
Yes, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Cartier, I forgot to speak, of course, of the main leader of this group. Of course, there was Meyer, obviously, the father of everyone. And... and there was Cartier also, who was very, very active. Not really active, but I mean, he always attended every seminar, and although he would always be like half an hour late at each conference, he would ask within 5 minutes after he arrived, he would ask very good questions.
He worked in quite wide area. At the beginning, I was...
The last year I was in Strasbourg, it was funny, because there were at least four seminars going on, maybe five, and he would be the sponsor of four of them. Mm-hmm. There was one in probability, one in combinatorics, one in algebra, and one that was mechanics. I don't remember exactly.
Yes, and I remember quite long ago, if I do make no mistake, he has been doing Lie groups and Lie algebras. At that time I was also interested in these things.
But at this time Meyer wasn't there anymore. He was in St. Peter in Germany, where he spent 2 years.
I didn't know what period of time was.
So by the time I was going to get my PhD, he was more in Germany. I don't know why. I won't tell. He'll tell, maybe.
Okay. Now, you know, you have developed your own kind of jargon, I would say, in mathematics, of course. And it has been, I believe, acknowledged even by yourself, because it has been written this guide to this jargon and so on.
Right.
But frankly speaking, it is not easy to read, because majority, not all papers, but majority of papers, especially published in these lecture notes, are written under assumption that people know all terminology from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
It is not, recalling of notations or definitions or anything.
Well, it's sure, it's quite a big business, and if you don't know anything about the beginning, you have trouble to understand what's going on. But otherwise, from the beginning, I thought it was more the opposite. It was probably Meyer's willing of clarifying all notations and so on. It's probably this. I think that Meyer has a very beautiful, clear way of presenting anything.
That's right. I enjoyed several of his expositions at different conferences, many conferences, and they always were...
But it's true, when it becomes
splendid.
Too specialized, then...
No, and because besides he has done great work, just rewriting... many important things written much worse, in a much better way. Stochastic differential, general theory of stochastic integration, for
example. But what was difficult to follow is that the vocabulary might change very quickly, like at certain time you would say well measurable, bien mesurable, or très bien mesurable, and then next year it would be optional, and next year stopping time might be called optional time, and you might have all these changes if you are not in the flow of the thing.
Following. Yes, but on the other hand, since you have such a strong group, it was very important that everybody understood everybody.
More or less, many people had to understand. Some people, at least in France, had to understand this kind of thing, even though they might not like it.
Yes, and also this is probably in traditions of Bourbaki a little bit.
Oh, well, that's maybe what the feeling of people out of France, but I thought that Meyer's was very different from
Bourbaki style.
Bourbaki style. He's very informal, I mean, in some sense.
Yes.
He just writes as it comes, very quickly, spontaneously, and does not care about...
Yes, so really I was surprised by this contrast of very informal and very clear presentation by Meyer himself, and the style of these notes.
But even in the notes I feel the way Meyer is...
Not Meyer, but
as it comes,
generally,
you know?
Generally speaking, it is...
Yes, but since Meyer writes half of the books, you know, every time, it's important.
Sure. No, that's yeah. Oh, but that's kind of claims and accusations. I remember that Dub has been considered as a person whose papers... I remember in Moscow, Kolmogorov in particular, and other people complained that, of course, some interesting things, but it is impossible to read. So, you know, that's always probably, if something really great and new, and on the other hand, in a large group in a different country is done. It is might be not so easy to follow, but I think that generally it was complete success. Of course, there's no doubt. Yes. And what is the relation of this group with Paris group?
Well, some
close interaction.
Right now, there is a big interaction, I would say. Maybe because the group in Strasbourg has shrinked to a very little group, although there is still Meyer in. But at some time, at the beginning, it was rather separate,
uh-huh.
except Azima. And there was Courage at the beginning. Very, very, he was very familiar with the Courage. Did you know that? Courage.
Courage.
Courage. Although he would say, oh, don't work too much, not exclusively on additive functionals. He wouldn't like that too much. He's funny. Did you know Courage?
No,
he would attend the seminar and say, I don't understand. He would never understand anything. He would get this impression. Although, obviously, that wasn't the case.
And what about this Paris group? It also...
Well, but it's hard to tell about Paris group. You should say that, you know, there are so many groups in Paris.
In probability, so not in probability?
Oh, yes, there are very different interests.
Uh-huh. I know a few names.
Obviously, this reflects also the big personalities, like maybe Neveu, who has such a broad interest in everything.
Mm-hmm. But what groups can you mention? I know a few names. But I probably know this direction much worse than Strasbourg.
Yeah. Well, you probably think about the last years, of course, where you have all these people like Yor and Zima and so on in Paris who work very closely to the Strasbourg school.
Obviously. More or less the same spirit. But Jacot, for example.
Yes, that is right, although he was never really involved in the Strasbourg.
Métivier, that's a different.
And you know, Jacot is right. He doesn't work that much in Paris.
Yes,
He stays really in Rennes and has a strong group over there. It's really.
Yes, De La Chérie now also is in Rennes. Yes.
No, De La Chérie is in Rouen.
In Rouen?
Rouen.
In
yes.
Rouen.
But
some younger people, plenty of new names in this lecture notes.
Yes, of course, in Strasbourg I should mention that right now there are still, of course, people working. And, for instance, Bakri is very closely related to Meyer, and Stricker and Emery are...
And Bakri, what is his roots? Is
well,
he from Paris or from?
Like most people, he is from Ecole Normale.
So most people are from Ecole Normale even now.
Except Stricker, who is, Emery is from Ecole Normale, but Stricker is not. He is really a local Strasbourgeois. And this is the exception. He's the only person from the whole Strasbourg school who's really from Strasbourg, as far as I remember.
I see.
Well, Vey is also, but... yes, Vey is also from Strasbourg. Mm. It's funny.
Yes, that's interesting. Can you just remind me... a number of people who work, I think, in martingale theory in Paris now, young people.
Well, there is Jolin,
mm-hmm.
and of course Zima, and Yor,
no,
and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the group with the Gary works in several things. Not too much in martingale theory right now. I probably forget a lot of.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. think.
Gary works a lot in... Well, she was involved in Strasbourg group a little bit. She came quite well several times. But she's more on Markov processes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, maybe in several parameters, martingales. Several parameters.
Yes, yes. That's a different story.
That is typical of the Strasbourg school.
It is not typical?
Oh, no, I don't think so. Not too much. Well, there is Bakri.
Yes, Bakri, yes.
In Grenoble, there is a strong group of people in this field.
Who?
People like Brossard and Chevalier.
Yes.
Many are students of Alain Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
And they have got extremely good results.
I know.
I mean, really difficult results.
Yes, I know. Meyer especially told me...
Extremely difficult. I mean, it's even unbelievable how difficult the proofs are.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only formalism and things of this sort. It's really
hard,
very precise analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is really inequality stuff.
Yes.
Of the type of book holder and so on.
Mm-hmm. And of course, in Paris there exists something completely separated, I think,
mm-hmm.
Malevin.
That's right.
But does exist any group around him?
Oh, I think so. There are many people working around him, plus very many people from other groups, like even Strasbourg, or Paris, what you call Paris group,
mm-hmm.
Tend to try to learn Malevin stuff.
Yes, including Strook.
Everyone says that he cannot understand. Malevin tries to write for himself, including Strook. And then people try to read Strook and have trouble to understand him also, but not in the same...
That's progress in... It's a bit easier. And Bismuth? What?
In Orsay.
Yes, and but what? He has not been.
He's very broad interest. He's very bright. And he's mainly interested in Malevin's calculus right now, I believe.
Yes. And he has been interested in control theory.
Yes,
also.
Right, yes.
Yes, I met him several times. Yes. But any interactions with Strasbourg group?
Well, he came at least once, I remember, and Meyer asked him to write his exposé.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave something like 80 or 100 pages.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. He is very productive. I have voluminous file of him. Yes,
and he was one of the person who was more or less criticizing. Strasbourg style, precisely what you said.
I see.
The fact that it's a whole jargon.
I think that this
you are
is
not
justified.
In the group, it's very difficult to follow what's going on.
Do you think that there exists a point in this?
I remember this rather hard criticism that he made once for Noble as he visited us.
Let us see.